For decades, the Green Show has been a staple of the Oregon Shakespeare Festival in Ashland. The free outdoor show, 6 days a week all summer, has a changing cast of musicians, dancers, and other performers. La Victoria, a Latina trio from Los Angeles, made their Green Show debut during this 2016 performance. This summer, La Victoria played the Green Show's final performance in late August, 7 weeks before the season was supposed to end. The reason? Persistent, unhealthy levels of smoke from regional wildfires.
Our losses this year that are smoke-related will be over $2 million.
That's the Shakespeare Festival's artistic director, Bill Rausch. He says there were 26 performances of mainstage plays at the festival's 1,200-seat outdoor theater that were canceled or relocated to a much smaller indoor venue because of smoke. Then there's the impact on the wider community.
The most profound hit financially is people who just choose not to come because of smoke.
Rausch says those people don't see plays, they don't go to bars and restaurants, they don't go fishing or biking or river rafting. Travel Oregon, the state's tourism industry, calculated that during last year's smoky summer, Oregon businesses, employees, and governments lost nearly $70 million. This year's losses haven't been counted up yet, but they could well be more. Recent wildfire-related impacts in California and Washington as well have brought West Coast tourism agencies together to tackle the threat. Ryan Becker with Visit California says one major initiative of the new West Coast Tourism Recovery Coalition is a website to make sure travelers have accurate information.
You can get all the information you need about where the impacts of the fires, where the impacts of the smoke, travel planning resources from all of us, so you have it all at your fingertips.
Becker says many out-of-state tourists this summer had the impression from the news that the entire coast was on fire and canceled vacation plans in places that were completely unaffected. But letting prospective visitors know that things aren't really as bad as they think will go only so far. Brad Niva with Travel Southern Oregon, the regional tourism board, acknowledges that smoke is likely becoming a regular part of summer here. Niva says if the tourism economy is going to survive, business people will have to get creative.
When we have these iconic businesses such as the Oregon Shakespeare Festival or Hellgate Jet Boat Excursions or the Brit Festival that could lose their business because a visitor will not come, we need to start thinking about it, reinventing our tourism economy.
First step, he says, is to get some data.
We've actually started to do some research, like who else has had to change their tourism economy, and we don't really have a lot of examples.
Oregon Governor Kate Brown recently announced a $51,000 grant to Travel Southern Oregon. It'll pay for market research on consumer perceptions about the region and how wildfire and smoke may have changed their willingness to visit. But business leaders are already pondering ways to adapt.
Maybe there's a shift in the future where more people come in the spring and maybe less come in the summer.
Sandra Slattery heads the Ashland Chamber of Commerce. She says that aside from trying to shift tourism to the spring and fall, another idea is using air cleaners and filters to enhance indoor experiences.
And you can then tell visitors, you know what? Our businesses have retrofitted the interior of their spaces. So while the outside air may not be ideal, we can guarantee that you're going to have a wonderful time when you dine in Ashland and shop here and stay here and go to a winery and a tasting room.
But Travel Southern Oregon's Brad Niva says those options aren't really available to the many outdoor recreation operators that have made the region a summertime destination.
Hiking, mountain biking, rafting, jet boating, any of those things that are key to June, July, and August, because we have higher water levels, we have great weather, usually very family-oriented because kids are out of school. That is a very difficult product to reinvent.
Some hope a more aggressive program of thinning and prescribed burning in the surrounding forests will reduce the size and frequency of wildfires. But whether that will happen or whether it would even work is far from certain. Meanwhile, communities that rely on the tourist trade are watching the climate on which they built their economies change, and it's not yet clear what they can do to change with it. Liam Moriarty, JPR News.